You wouldn't care to help with the shelters, I suppose. We want meat. And we don't get it. Now the antagonism was audible. But I shall, next time. I've got to get a barb on this spear. We wounded a pig and the spear fell out. If we can only make barbs, we need shelters. Suddenly Jack shouted in rage. Are you accusing? All I'm saying is we've worked dashed hard. That's all. They were both red in the face and found looking at each other difficult. Ralph rolled on his stomach and began to play with the grass. If it rains, like when we dropped in, we'll need shelters, all right. And then another thing, we need shelters because of the... He paused for a moment and they both pushed their anger away. Then he went on with his safe, changed subject. You've noticed, haven't you? Jack put down his spear and squatted. Noticed what? Well, they're frightened. He rolled over and peered into Jack's fierce, dirty face. I mean the way things are. They dream. You can hear 'em. Have you been awake at night? Jack shook his head. They talk and scream. The little ones. Even some of the others. As if it wasn't a good island. Astonished at the interruption, they looked up at Simon's serious face. As if, said Simon, the beastie or the snake thing was real. Remember? The two older boys flinched when they heard the shameful syllable. Snakes were not mentioned now, were not mentionable. As if this wasn't a good island, said Ralph slowly. Yes, that's right. Jack sat up and stretched out his legs. They're batty. Crackers. Remember when we went exploring? They grinned at each other, remembering the glamour of the first day. Ralph went on. So we need shelters as a sort of home. That's right. Jack drew up his legs, clasped his knees, and frowned in an effort to attain clarity. All the same, in the forest. I mean, when you're hunting, not when you're getting fruit, of course, but when you're on your own. He paused for a moment, not sure if Ralph would take him seriously. Go on. If you're hunting, sometimes you catch yourself feeling as if... He flushed suddenly. There's nothing in it, of course. Just a feeling, but you can feel as if you're not hunting, but being hunted, as if something's behind you all the time in the jungle. They were silent again. Simon, intent. Ralph, incredulous and faintly indignant. He sat up, rubbing one shoulder with a dirty hand. Well, I don't know. Jack leapt to his feet and spoke very quickly. That's how you can feel in the forest. Of course, there's nothing in it. Only... He took a few rapid steps towards the beach, then came back. Only I know how they feel. See? That's all. The best thing we can do is get ourselves rescued. Jack had to think for a moment before he could remember what rescue was. Rescue? Yes, of course. All the same, I'd like to catch a pig first. He snatched up his spear and dashed it into the ground. The opaque, mad look came into his eyes again. Ralph looked at him critically through his tangle of fair hair. As long as your hunters remember the fire, you and your fire. The two boys trotted down the beach and, turning at the water's edge, looked back at the pink mountain. The trickle of smoke sketched a chalky line up the solid blue of the sky, wavered high up and faded. Ralph frowned. I wonder how far off you could see that. Miles. We don't make enough smoke. The bottom part of the trickle, as though conscious of their gaze, thickened to a creamy blur which crept up the feeble column. They've put on green branches, muttered Ralph. I wonder. He screwed up his eyes and swung round to search the horizon. Got it! Jack shouted so loudly that Ralph jumped. What? Where? Is it a ship? But Jack was pointing to the high declivities that led down from the mountain to the flatter part of the island. Of course, they'll lie up there. They must do when the sun's too hot. Ralph gazed bewildered at his rapt face. They get up high, high up, and in the shade, resting during the heat, like cows at home. I thought you saw a ship. We could steal up on one, paint our faces so they wouldn't see, perhaps surround them, and then... Indignation took away Ralph's control. I was talking about smoke. Don't you want to be rescued? All you can talk about is pig, pig, pig. But we want meat. And I work all day with nothing but Simon, and you come back and don't even notice the huts. I was working too. But you like it, shouted Ralph. You want to hunt, while I... They faced each other on the bright beach, astonished at the rub of feeling. Ralph looked away first, pretending interest in a group of little ones on the sand.